Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch says he supports the GOP's plan to invoke the so-called nuclear option to stop a Democratic filibuster and get Neil Gorsuch onto the Supreme Court this week. As KUER's Julia Ritchie reports, the fight threatens to reshape future judicial nominations.
To hear Senator Hatch tell it, Democrats' filibuster of Neil Gorsuch is an unprecedented maneuver that goes beyond the pale. He voiced his opposition on the Senate floor this week.
The truth is that no Supreme Court nominee has ever been defeated by a partisan filibuster.
But some political observers say while that's technically true, there's plenty of precedent for the type of obstructionism we're seeing today. There was the refusal by Republicans last year to hold hearings for Merrick Garland, President Obama's pick to fill the vacancy prompted by Antonin Scalia's death. But even prior to that, there was the 1987 nomination of Robert Bork, who was defeated by both Democrats and some Republicans who feared he was too conservative.
Well, that kind of opened the gates for considering ideology and partisanship of judges as they were being confirmed.
That's Mike Barber, a professor of political science at Brigham Young University.
And so since then, since the 80s, there's basically been a kind of steady increase over time in the amount of obstruction that the opposite party or the minority party has placed in the way of judicial nominations.
Barber says the immediate impact won't be as dramatic because Gorsuch is very similar in judicial philosophy to Antonin Scalia.
What it does mean is that in the future, I would anticipate Supreme Court nominees to be more ideological than in the past because there's no longer a need for them to win 60 votes. Now they only need 51 votes.
Senator Hatch says Gorsuch will be confirmed by the end of the week. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.